Dougie Almeida, and it's a great day here on the show because I'm joined by special guest, Mr. Bobby Collins.
Hey, guys.
Live from Palm Springs, Florida, Palm Springs, California, not a bad place to be. And, of course, my good friend and guest and co-host today, Mr. Steve Marshall. How are you, sir?
Oh, my God, I got bumped up to co-host. Hi, and good friend of Bobby and basketball teammate.
Guys, it's 111 degrees right now here in Palm. I farted. My underwear melted.
What do you have? Just a band around your waist?
That's it.
Now, isn't it a dry heat? Isn't it supposed to be like, you know, dry and it's not that?
Yeah, that's what the Germans told the Jews.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, we're off to a fast start. I have a T-shirt that says 6,000,001. You started it.
Yeah, where do we go from there?
The culture. It's not. It's cancel culture. We're not in.
I don't think anybody on this particular show right now is concerned with cancel culture.
Not at all.
Right?
Well, he makes more money than I do, so I'm concerned.
Yeah. all
You are very daring, Bobby. You're much more daring than people realize, I think.
And I just woke up. a country, huh?
We are going to get into the woke aspect of this country with some things and some topics today. Because it's amazing that, you know, sometimes you watch the news, you watch things, you say to yourself, is this really happening? You know, is this something like really happening? Like it was on the topics today. There's a school in New Jersey that has announced that they're no longer going to put the days off and the reasons, like, you know, Yom Kippur. Nope. You just have the day off. You know, Thanksgiving. Nope. We don't want to tell you why you're off. You just don't have to come to school. I mean, this is how bad this is. Are people so scared to be said things or be misunderstood? What, you know?
Well, we're from New York City. Bobby and I are New Yorkers. As kids, we wouldn't go to school. Right? That was a highlight. We didn't care.
I can't believe these kids are Zooming school. There's no way we would do that for nothing. We took off the year.
That's what I'm telling. Tell them, Bobby. These kids are complaining there's no school. You and I would have been so effed. Are we allowed to say the word fuck?
If you find it necessary, yes.
Bobby, you and I would have. The kids, we want to go back to school. What type of kids are these want to go to school?
Thank you.
Yeah. They're hoping to save the world from us old bastards who screwed it up. Because that's what it's all about. You know what's going to be great? When this generation all reach the age of 65, we should put like a major time capsule and point out all the things they've kind of talked about and done. You know what I mean? Oh, take this thing down. Take this. You know what? You can't say this. If not, you know, it's amazing to me that it's hard enough to choose my own words just because I want to try to sound like me. And now I got to worry about offending 500,000 people at any point in time by the way I say something.
Well, you know what, Dougie? Like Bobby's very, and I'm pretty courageous on stage, but now I consider this almost my personal life now. You know, you pay to come see my act. You have a right. You know, the booker has a right to tell me what to do a little, what not to do. But this is my personal life. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say Merry Christmas. I'm Jewish. I'm saying Merry Christmas and nobody's stopping me. I was saying this. You're not allowed to say, what if somebody robs me? And the person robbing me, no, it's not the ethnicity you think it's going to be, has a yarmulke, a white shirt, a long beard. Am I supposed to go with the police lineup? Am I supposed to go, I can't say it's the Jewish guy? I can't say it's the Jew, right? How am I going to describe him then? The guy who was at the 99-cent store, the guy that didn't leave a tip. What do you want? I'm going to get thrown off this show, Bobby.
Yeah, and by the way, thanks for putting together a jewel heist, obviously.
Right.
You know, nobody was stealing a wallet in that scenario.
I don't know. Do you say Merry Christmas? I do.
Steve, all you have to respond is Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam.
You're the only person I know, Bobby, who has a Hebrew soundbite.
Well, it is kind of impressive to see the people. I think people are standing up to it. I think the more people are doing it. I mean, look at the governor in Florida over here. I mean, this guy, you know, I mean, this guy's getting a reputation of just saying, you know, we're going to do it this way. You can't mess with it.
Governor DeTestis.
Yeah. On the local news feed, when I was still living down in South Florida, he'd come on and people would be like, Death Santis and stuff like that. And I'm like, wow, you know, the other guy that was going to be governor ended up being in a hotel room with a gay porn star doing meth.
At least he knows what real life is about.
Yeah, fully experienced.
At least he knows. I hate to tell you, the more I think about it, life is nothing about what people tell you life is about. Here's a simple anecdote. My mother was in a hospice her last year and a half. All right. By the way, my sister, and I swear, you know, I come from an interdenominational family. So I was raised Jewish, but then when my father died, my mother went back to being Christian. And so my sister, in the first month my mother was diagnosed with brain and lung cancer, my sister brought a minister to the house to tell her where she was going, meaning to heaven, right? This is what she told her in the first month. So I grabbed her and I said, listen, don't listen. You're going to live. And she lived a year and a half. When I was at the hospice, I wandered into another room. There was a 93-year-old gentleman there, and all he wanted to talk about was the women he had slept with. He was 93 years old. He was in a hospice. And I'm really serious. You know, I joked. I don't think people should do drugs or have immoral sex. But I think sex, when I think about it, I think sex is more important than you realize in life. You know, that's what he wanted to talk about.
Was he naked and holding your hand at the time?
Right.
That's what I want to know.
Down his pants.
No, but I think people don't deal with what life is really about. And it is about family and it is about love. But there's a lot of other things that people are doing. I'm going to tell you right now, the governor of Florida pointing his finger at anyone doing wrong. If I were him, I might not do so much finger pointing.
okay, slow down, Mr. Blue. coming from the Cuomo state, where, you know, by the way, putting your parents in a nursing home, God forbid, and having bad things happen to them now is known as being Cuomo'd.
Is that known as being Cuomo?
Yeah, that I've tagged it that way, and I'm saying it all over the country. I'm hoping. Yeah,
she was not in a nursing home. She was in a hospice. But that's another thing. Like, God knows what's happening to those people in those homes and hospices.
Well, this being a comedy podcast, let's move on to a much brighter subject.
Oh, I guess Dave Chappelle couldn't be on this show.
let's move up. Let's move up to a higher view. Jeff Bezos, who actually just stepped down from being CEO of Amazon, but he's still the executive chair of the company. But he's also in June, he's going to be flying up into space. He's going to the moon. Did you know that, Steve?
I knew it because I read the outline for today, but I think that's pretty scary.
Because you're an accountant. And somebody paid $28 million to join him in that capsule.
Must have been Spirit Airlines.
Hey, how much is a carry-on? 1.5 million?
Is that amazing? Is that amazing? I got on the plane. They went like this to me this couple of years ago. They go, sir, it's going to be an extra $40. I go, what for? They said, the seat. I said, okay, I'll pay it. But when I leave, I'm taking it with me. They were like, you can't do that. You can't. Stupid.
Yeah, this will go well in my man cave.
Could you imagine, Bobby, if when it and Dougie, when it did take off, that's hysterical. If it said Spirit as it's going up
and quickly coming down,
right?
I'm afraid, it's not the money for me, and I know people are thinking it is because I'm Jewish. It's not the money. I If you're easily offended, please keep listening. Bobby will clean up the show for us. All right. But no, I think I'd be scared to go to the moon. First of all, how many hours is it to go? Seriously, how many hours is it to go to the moon?
It's kind of like driving to Oklahoma. I don't know. I mean, so you're answering the real question is, would you want to go to the moon? And there's nothing there. You know, it's not like you're going to stop and there's a mall. You know, right. You can catch a film or, you know, a Broadway show if you go to the moon. But, you know, it's just a crazy thing that somebody can say, I've been outside the stratosphere. I've been off the earth. You know what I mean? Like literally, like, you know what I mean? So I don't know. It's a $28 million bragging right. Is this something?
I still think it's strange when guys say I went to the whorehouse.
Oh God! Oh my! Oh my! And I was worried. Hey, how much is the carry on at the whorehouse? Have you ever put?
I know.
I know people.
Moon. Stop with the moon shit.
Yeah, enough with the moon. Let's get back to sex.
Yeah, let's talk about
people.
That.
I have no. What was it called? The Bunny Ranch. Yeah. Was that what it called?
Right.
The Bunny Ranch. I have a friend who said to me, he asked his wife for permission to go to the, get ready for this, because you guys are married and, you know, my girlfriend is in the kitchen taking me off the will. You know, and he asked his wife for permission to go to the Bunny Ranch. And she said, yes. Would your wives allow that?
Are you kidding? My wife's Italian, hairy. Very hairy. She's got like a whole, you know, with a pick down there.
With a pick? Your wife, I know your wife. I've met your wife. There's no effing way. I'm going to tell you right now, if you and I said we're going to Vegas, your wife and my girlfriend, it would be like the Nortons and the Cramdons. There's no way we'd get away with that. What about your wife, Dougie? Would your wife let you go to the Bunny Ranch?
All I know is I have like the iPhone finder on my phone now with my wife, so we know where we're at. So if I want to go to like a massage parlor or something, it's got to be next to a Home Depot or an LA Fitness.
Dougie, you're down there in South Carolina, right?
Yeah, we're just here for a few weeks now. It's awesome.
Well, how's that all doing down there? That's going to be all right down there for you.
I know. I started looking at pictures of my cousin.
Could you share that with me?
Be careful. They're not that high up on Brain Mountain. When you talk to him, you got to say, why don't you roll your head around so I can hear that marble going around and around?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, many years ago, I said this, and I said it nicely. West Virginia was actually very nice, but I said the club had a 2-2 minimum. And I said sometimes, I really did say it, and I said, but sometimes 3 people had to make it. But they were nice people. So we're kidding. We're kidding with love. We're kidding with love. I don't want to go to the moon. I didn't forget the topic. Yeah. I don't want to go to the moon. And even if it was, I'm serious, Dougie, even if it was free, it would scare me to go to the moon.
Yeah, I don't even want to get on a roller coaster.
Right.
I don't need G-forces. You know, I don't want to explain to my doctor, why is it, Dougie, that you're really having trouble walking today? Well, I put $28 million out of my savings account and got a 30-second ride to space.
And those Jews are sending lasers over here to Northern California.
This is the second time I've heard this expression of the Jewish laser. So let me get this straight. There's a myth that the idea.
QAnon.
But it also kind of parallels another discussion that Earth's protectorate, which is a small group of people that hold scepters, actually have a huge cannon gun that is placed somewhere out in the Midwest or maybe somewhere near Detroit, and it points up and it shoots UFOs out of the sky. I could see the Jews having a laser, but they probably unplug it after they use it.
Right.
Hold on. I'm Jewish, so I'm Jewish, and I approve that joke.
Thank
by
you,
Dougie
Steve.
Almeida. Yeah.
They just called it canceled. They just got canceled on 2 networks.
Yeah, right.
Do you know that Tesla, not the one with the car, the other Tesla the engineer and the guy that worked with electricity. Tesla actually was working on a ray gun. Seriously, was working on a ray gun that could do a lot of destruction. So perhaps there is such a thing. You know what? I'm not, how do I put this politely? I'm not a member of either political party, but I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theory believer. And yeah. I get people hating on me for that, but I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theory believer.
You know, based on the way you're appearing on screen, I don't think many of our viewers will disagree with you. I mean, you look like you're like from the Israeli CIA. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I either look, they say, like a hitman, or I'm doing the lounge show at the Riviera in Vegas when it's rebuilt. So, you know, I'm somebody and
Hold on a second, Steve. Yeah. We just got into this conspiracy thing, and I don't know if everybody noticed, but a laser just hit the studio. And we may have lost our broadcast for a short period of time. I don't know if it's 7 minutes later and a UFO took me up, up there and shoved something up my ass. I don't know, but I do feel a little funny.
I did it to you because it's Jewish. It's a Jewish laser.
Even though you
and Bigfoot's backing it up.
Bigfoot's pointing the laser. And you know what? You even though you gave me a clear on the Jewish joke, they did not like it. They didn't. Your thumbs up on my joke.
I gave you a thumbs up. I approved it, yeah. And you got hit by the Jewish laser. But oh my God! I wonder how many degrees a Jewish laser is. Do they skimp on the heat? Imagine if the Jewish laser is being controlled by a real estate or a property manager. Yeah. Don't give them that much heat.
Yeah. Right. Right.
We need that big of a bulb.
We're going from serious to so silly. Bobby, yes. I am in New York City. It is about 75 degrees in this apartment. My girlfriend is a property manager. If I touch that thermostat, I am in big fucking. Are you allowed air conditioning in your houses, you guys?
Yes.
Yes.
And we are. And by the way, I do remember what we were talking about when the laser hit. I was mentioning to you guys the importance of the word or the act of camaraderie. There you go.
Well, that, as my mother would say, that went over like a turd in a fruit bowl.
What about
camaraderie?
Camaraderie.
What about the Communist Party? We're not communists.
That's what I was trying to tell you, because it came across the word and it made me think about it, what it meant. And it's one of those words Socrates would say is hard to explain. So, you know, how would you explain camaraderie?
I'll let Bobby take it. Bobby, it looks like it's hot there.
I farted. I blew a bubble.
You better be careful with your iPhone. Well, we're all
go ahead.
Bobby, you want to talk about camaraderie? I'm showing everybody basketball.
Tell them,
Bobby.
Well, that's what we grew up with. That's what we grew up, camaraderie. Nobody knew color, nobody knew race. We knew quality of the person. How? Because you looked in how you played ball with them. And it was their heart. It wasn't what they had in their wallet. It wasn't where they lived. It wasn't the kind of car they drive. It was what their heart, what made them rich. So when you run across people today that all they talk about is money and I got this and I got like that, they're empty souls, empty souls.
100%. Now, Bobby, I want to talk about camaraderie because Bobby and I were at a club called The Good Times on 31st and 3rd. And it was the club you went to before Bobby went on to catch a rising star. And as Dan Vitale, the great comedian, would say, I went on to performing at steakhouses. Dan Vitale used to go on stage. He's a great New York City comedian. He was on Saturday Night Live for a season. I remember once I had the comedy vest. Remember when guys were wearing like a vest? And he goes, Steve, what are you, a gay caballero? Okay. So Bobby was always, without trying to be, he was kind of like a mentor to me. And I remember, this is what I mean about camaraderie. So Bobby was, one night I didn't do that well. I really didn't do that well. And I was playing with the audience too much. And I got yanked off the stage. I really got yanked off. And then Bobby went on you were wearing a jersey and a baseball hat. Before anybody wore jerseys, they were not in fashion, or Bobby was doing it first, and they loved him so much. Years later, he gave me some of it years later. And finally, this is what made the camaraderie. This is what made the camaraderie. We both love basketball. And now I think we're more comedy friends. We're more friends than comedians. What do you think?
No. I'm only kidding. Absolutely. And in the comedy community, there's not that many of us. So the ones that I came up with, Jerry Seinfeld, Jay Leno, and all that, when you run into them, or we run into each other, or even the new guys, Bill Burson, there is a camaraderie. There's a thing that, hey, whatever it is that made us get up on a stage and not look at the inside things about us that made us, a comedy allowed us to let it be out and get it out and be free and talk about it. So it's a gift. That brings us together.
And I think the camaraderie is really important so much for me because, Dougie, I met you as a comedian and then we became such good friends that you said stay over at your house. And then Dougie's a very accomplished martial artist and I study Kung Fu. We're in the key.
You guys are nuts. I'll die. Guys are nuts.
What's that old joke? I know karate and seven other Japanese words.
Yeah, right. But we were in the kitchen. This is how we got, we're talking about camaraderie. The basketball was the key that opened the door to our friendship. We had known each other for years, but you were, you know, I could say it, you know, you're a bigger star and, you know, you're always nice to me, always down to earth. But this sport was the key that became our friendship. And Dougie, you and I, we're like, you're showing me how to throw and throw kicks in your kitchen, right? I mean, so the sports for me allowed me to have the camaraderie. So that's. I think camaraderie is very important. Lately, I've been saying to people, when I go on the road again, I really prefer to go with friends. I really want to go with comedians that are my friends because the camaraderie to me is just as important as the show sometimes.
You're right. I get people every day. Today I got two. Bobby, we see you're going to be in a few theaters coming up in New Jersey in July. If you ever need an opening act, I don't know those people. I don't know what their act is. See what I'm saying? So it's not a question of camaraderie. It's a question of, I'm sorry. The cream rises to the top. I haven't seen you perform, so I can't see or agree to have you. You know, until I see you.
So the camaraderie as a comedian is important because, you know, if you're opening for someone.
Now, hold on a second. Bobby's going to, if I want to open, what you're saying, Steve, is if I want to open for Bobby Collins at a theater, I've got to learn to play basketball.
100%. That's it. You got to learn. You also have to be a quality act. Am I saying the right thing, Bobby? You also have to be able to do the time. You also have to not be a thief because the worst thing, I know we're segueing from camaraderie into comedy, but we are three comedians. You don't want to have an opening act that steals your material.
Well, I once had an open and she was really good. And the problem was, and it was at about 1,800 people in the theater, she was only talking like a comedy club to the front three, four rows. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't. Remember, when people in a big theater, they want to, you look around and walk, and they want to feel as if you're speaking to them individually, and they can feel that when your head's up and walking. So I never used her again, even though she was a funny comedian.
It's interesting you mentioned that because I'm in that seat where I would like to ask certain people. You know, one time Rich Voss said to me, he's like, ask if, you know, you should ask. And I don't know if I should be getting advice from Rich Voss, but. like I went Rich. Rich could be like, what are you saying on your podcast?
You know what he's telling it? You should ask, meaning stop asking me. Ask other people.
Yeah, why don't you ask from other people? You know what I mean? But it's a weird position to be in because that happens. You want to open up and stuff like that. But here's the thing: if I am going to ask, I've also thick-skinned enough that if somebody says no, I'm not going to go, oh, why not? You know what I mean? If the minute the person would say no, I'd be like, all right, thank you. You know, I appreciate it though. You know, have a great show.
I think it's better if you wait for the person to ask you. You know, certainly, Dougie, you could headline shows. So this is, but I remember we were doing an Orthodox Jewish show in Orlando, Florida, and I had to be totally clean, and so did whoever's on the show with me has to be totally clean. And I said, I had to convince the booker that Dougie, who was nothing against Dougie, could be appropriate for the venue, right, Bobby?
Sure.
And let me tell you, we had little kids. We had like 20 little kids, 8-year-olds, and Dougie just, they adored him. They loved him. He was able to adapt. Now, the camaraderie part, the ride back, which was 3 or 4 hours, was so much fun because I was with my friends.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I personally wouldn't want to be with Dougie in a car.
You know what kills me? Everybody tells me, oh, Bobby Collins, he's a nice guy. He's so good. He's such a clean comedian, such this, you know, he's not political. And then you're so much worse than me. You're getting away. Your image is, can I talk about basketball and camaraderie? While we're talking about camaraderie.
I think we covered it. I think we got hit by another laser. Any rate, so.
Right.
So we've cleared up a few things. First of all, I'll never be on a road trip with Bobby Collins.
Come on.
Only a corporate jet, though. A corporate jet will work, right?
Right. There you go.
I know how to handle myself in a corporate jet. All right. So we discussed camaraderie and everything like that and this kind of stuff. But here's the thing. Let's get into the news. Okay, guys, this is where, you know, as a comic, you know, I don't really like to do topical humor, but for the podcast I do. And sometimes the stories are just, you know what I mean? This isn't like the goofy news. Like, you don't have to go and say, oh, I want to find the good. No, you just got to open Yahoo News. And this is the stuff. All right. So, first of all, we know this now. If you're ever in Mars, I know you guys don't want to go to the moon, but if you ever find yourself on Mars and you want to impregnate a woman, you can. Scientist says that the atmosphere does not affect the swimmers. So it's all about the science.
Wait a second.
He's having a little party in his head because he's married in South Carolina. And he hasn't gotten anything for a while. So he's starting to dream about Mars.
Yeah.
Everything.
You need to, you know what, Dougie? You should adapt the South Carolina accent while you're down there.
Right. Help me, dump me.
Yeah. It makes everything so nice. Wanna fuck? Do Bobby and I sound like we have a New York accent?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
We do?
Well, I performed on Friday at the Abbeville Opera House, right? It was in the middle of Abbeville, South Carolina is the home of the Confederacy.
Right.
And then I was in Newton, North Carolina, where one of my jokes hit so hard, I said, boy, I'm definitely in a red state. I just knew it. And it was good to be around my people. But I thought you guys would be interested to know that you could have children in Mars and that, you know, we could recreate.
All right. I could get us in a lot of trouble right now and we will be canceled. All right. All right. Are you trying to let me do it this way. Are you trying to say that I've been on the road so much that I have children in 9 different planets?
Right.
I did it that way. I was going to do it another way. But then I'd have to visit my baby mama. I got to visit my baby mama on Saturn. I have to visit my baby mama on Pluto. Did that clean it up at all?
I guess if you did have children on other planets, you'd have visiting rights every, 20, 30 years?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have to get vaccinated.
Well, speaking of that, are you guys vaccinated?
Yes.
Honey, yeah. We are. Are you vaccinated?
Not me.
Right. You take it, Bobby.
You know, we're sharing the planet with a lot of different types of people now. We got to start thinning out the herd. The gene pool could use some chlorine.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always say I didn't get the vaccine because I've had it. So I feel a little, you know what I mean? I'm not going to weather. I feel I've got my own nonsense about it. You know what I mean? And every time somebody sneezes, I run like hell.
I want to think of what's a pickup line, because you're talking about thinning out the gene pool, Bobby, the herd, thinning out the herd here on this planet. But does that allow me to go to Mars and make more? I don't know what's a Martian. I'm going to set you guys up. I can't get the punchline. What's a Martian pickup line? Okay, what do you say? You know,
we'll bring you to a place like this.
Oh, that's good. I'll go with that.
Or why don't you take a look down here?
Come on. Hey, maybe on another planet, if there's weightlessness, I wouldn't need Viagra. Okay.
I was gonna say on Mars, I'm not as fat. I'm probably a little thinner. I don't weigh as much.
You look good. You look good, Dougie.
My penis weighs 1 ounce on Mars. You guys run with it.
All right. Well, here's our next story. McDonald's customer threatened to execute everyone when he couldn't get a Happy Meal. Never on earth has somebody needed a Happy Meal more than this guy.
Wow.
A man in Virginia allegedly threatened to execute everyone in McDonald's because he couldn't get a Happy Meal.
Right. I don't know. I guess he wants to be an executive. I don't know. He doesn't understand what the word execute means.
Or when you're dead, you don't know you're dead. Other people feel the pain. Same thing when you're stupid.
You know what I love? Those of you that are really paying attention, watch how the veterans can take any subject and work it into their material. Hi, this show is brought to you by Strikes Matzah. That's right, Strikes Matzah. If you like the Jewish laser, you'll enjoy it even more with Strikes Matzah.
Jews will not replace us. Jews will not replace us.
Where's my God. Attica. Go ahead.
Oddly enough, when I did move into the neighborhood, they did bring me some torches. I'm like, when am I going to use these?
Man. Yeah.
Well, if this guy gets that upset about a Happy Meal, you know, what happens when he doesn't get a job? You know, people are very angry, right? You're seeing all the violence on airplanes. I mean, you guys fly a lot. So, you know, people are flipping out on airplanes. They're getting, you know. Now, you are a martial artist, Steve. So if you saw somebody punching another person that lost his mind, would you actually get involved in a fray?
Yes, I would. Absolutely. I'm going to be serious about this. As any person, and then I'll tell you a Bobby Collins story if you'll allow me. All right. Yes, as a martial artist, I feel a responsibility, don't you, Dougie, to do something. Even if it's saying something. Usually what happens in those situations, I tend to not throw a punch, but I walk up to show that the person's not alone. But I do feel a responsibility as a martial artist to get somewhat involved.
Do you get involved in fracases, Bobby?
Sometimes I'm just committed. Sometimes I'm thrown in the middle of them. But I've done pretty good. Steve has seen me.
Can I tell the story when we're playing basketball? By the way, Carrot Top lent me the matzah in this. Bobby and I were playing basketball. We really do play ball. We really do have camaraderie. We really are friends. And there was a guy Bobby can play. Bobby's a really great player. And this guy was kind of pushing into your back or something. What was he doing? Chopping you up? You know the guy I'm talking about?
Before the game, he's pushing the back of me. And I looked at him really nicely and I said, hey, we didn't even start the game. And I went, so if you do that again, I'm going to break your nose. I'm telling you that right now, beforehand.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, then why don't we go at it right now? I said, let's go. And then Steve ran over to me. No, Bob, split us up. And he said, Bobby, he's a boxer. He's a boxer.
No, that's camaraderie also. That's camaraderie. I'm looking after right. Bobby. I knew the other guy also. The guy shouldn't have done that to you. You know, the guy shouldn't have done that to you. But the guys we play with, it might go down. It might go down.
Let me interject in this because I would like to find out. So let's say that is not the outcome. Let's say you're interfering in the situation. And Bobby said something, the guy said, and now all of a sudden the guy just one-twos Bobby in the face. And then now you have Bobby, your good friend, laying on the ground. What do you do? Do you punch the other guy, you know, or you
well,
just,
first of all, that would never happen. One, because I'm telling you, Bobby was going to fucking break his nose. All right.
Okay.
And not because, but he wasn't. I want everybody to hear this carefully. Bobby is totally under control. He warned him. He did not overreact. He very politely, with the Bobby Collins smile, said, "I just want to tell you, my friend, I'm just letting you know.
I'm going to break your nose."
Right. So Bobby's not a violent person, but I guarantee you that guy would not have gotten two punches in. And I'm not just saying that. And before he even threw the first punch, I was close enough. Believe me, I would have had him by the neck.
Okay.
Good man.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good. That's
well, that's camaraderie. That comes back to the topic. You know, hey, Bobby and I come to the, what do we call it? A schoolyard? What do we call it in New York? What do we call it, Bobby?
The courts.
Yeah, it's called the basketball court.
Yeah. Listen, we don't play indoors with air conditioning. So this, let me tell you right now. And we play with some criminals. But the point is, Bobby and I come to the court together. We go home together. Even if Bobby and I are opposite sides, I'm always looking at Bobby, even when you're on the other team. I'll see a guy hack Bobby. And I got to take this. There's nothing wrong with my eyes. I'll see a guy hack Bobby. And Bobby will just look at me and I'm on the other team and he'll just go. He gives me the eye like that, and I go to him. I give him the eye. So we both know if anything breaks out. I mean, am I saying the right, you know what I mean?
Well, Bobby's a big guy. Bobby, how tall are you?
6'2".
6'2". He's got a reach. You know, that would be the first thing if I was going to tangle him. I said, this guy could pop me from a distance.
And I know where all the urgent cares are.
Come on. Come on, that's how this finger got crooked in basketball and I had to go to an urgent care. Bobby, come on, tell, where did you grow up? I grew up in Brooklyn. Where did you play ball as a kid?
Oh, I grew up in Queens and then, all over, and then Manhattan and then New Hyde Park, Long Island. I played high school and then University of Buffalo College.
And I went to University of Buffalo also. But what I'm trying to say is, we're full contact guys. We play clean. I might be a little rougher than you on the defense. What do you think, Bobby?
Well, you have a lot more issues that you haven't looked at yet.
He's a little more handsy.
You're like a sports psychologist. He means it. Bobby, tell everyone you mean it.
No, I don't. You know.
But this guy is a full contact guy. This guy broke this guy in a spar. This guy in a tournament, full contact Muay Thai heavyweight, this was not on Mars, at his real weight, 20-something, broke somebody's leg, didn't you?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Him, Dougie did.
Dougie, you did?
Yeah, it was funny. It was a good fight. It was in at the Edison Community College. It was a super heavyweight Muay Thai match, 3 rounds, 3 minutes. And at the weigh-in the day before, this is like a 25-year-old white guy, like 6'4", 245, Marine. You know, we went to the weigh-in. He's like looking at me like, look, this little chubby guy. You know, I mean, I wasn't ripped up at 208. I was still chubby. And then we, and then of course, I got the video of it on Facebook. The guy jumps in the ring over the ring ropes, right, when he jumps in the ring.
Wow.
And he comes up and he's standing up. It looked like, you know, it looked like Sylvester Stallone and Drago. You know, I'll break you in one of those moments. And the bell rang. The guy comes out, plants his foot on my thigh. I go, I can't have that happen again. And then I threw a left, right, connected. He backed up like all stiff. You know. Sometimes there's these tough guys. You know, like a tough guy is like a beautiful woman. They don't really have to develop a personality. You know, a real tough looking guy, big guy.
Wait, tough guys are like beautiful women.
Well, I'm just saying, like a beautiful woman doesn't have to develop a personality. She'll have a line of guys trying to, you know, court her. But when it comes to a big muscle guy or a big tough guy, they usually don't get into fights because nobody wants to fight him. So you know, like Mike Tyson says, everybody has a plan until they get hit. And you could tell when that guy got hit by me, he was thinking I shouldn't have called him chubby. And then I connected with a left leg hit my left high kick and caught him in the side of the head. And he bounced off the rope. And as he came back out, he tried to throw a right hand and a low kick. And I threw a low kick, hit his leg. His leg spun around his knee and went backwards. And he laid on the canvas for a while.
Then you found out he was a trans guy.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait a second. I can get myself canceled on my own.
Well, whatever the guy happened to the knee, nothing happened worse than this guy. Back to the news. Massachusetts lobster diver survives being swallowed by a whale. This man was completely inside the whale. Who was the guy in Moby Dick? Jonah? A commercial lobster diver says he was swallowed whole by a whale of Massachusetts off the coast on Friday, but made out alive with a minor injuries and a story to tell his friends.
Yeah, and also stories to tell the guys in prison, because no one believes that shit. Come on.
Right. He probably had like a man of war sting his leg or something.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? And he picked it up, and he says he's 56-year-old Michael Packard. How do you get out of a whale? You know, what's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to get out of a whale? Like, what do? Like, you tickle underneath? You know, you hold, like the cartoon, you light a match.
You know? You do the lip thing. You do the...
I mean, come on.
Wait a second. Wait, I'm still paying attention to this show. What's the lip thing?
Just made it up. I didn't want to do the water spout.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You didn't want to do the... Well, you know what? I think I'm going to go with Bobby. I'm going to say it didn't happen. He exaggerates. And the next thing he's going to tell you is he's headlining the Laugh Factory in Vegas October 2nd through the 9th.
Right.
And then you find out he's a guest spot.
And he's getting paid shit.
Yeah.
I can't join that conversation because I could be canceled. Any rate, we're going to move right to the story since nobody gives a shit about them. I don't know if
that's
you heard
not
about
true. I think the listeners like. Right. I think the stories stand on their own.
But we're just going to take the headlines and see what we can do with Mizoram man. I guess that's a country somewhere who headed the world's largest family with 39 wives, 94 children. Passed away at 76.
Wow! If only he would have had more time, you know, with his children. You know, and what do you get? 60 seconds, 90 seconds a day.
I've been in the house for 14 months. I haven't been home in 2 weeks in 40 years, and I know murder is illegal, and you have to weigh things. COVID-19, menopause. COVID-19 menopause. I'd go with the COVID-19.
Oh.
Sometimes I think Bobby and I just go to play basketball just so we have some time to ourselves. And Bobby, at least I know you, at least I know when I talk, you listen to me.
Well, I'll tell you.
How many kids? Tell me how many kids again, Dougie. How many kids?
94 children with 39 wives. So that they basically, you're the math guy. It's about 3.5 children per mom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know, I think he maybe he should have just gone to a marriage counselor. I don't know.
Right.
You know.
I mean
what his problem was? I'm serious. What his problem was, he didn't learn to do this. Yes.
Yes, honey.
Yes. Honey. Go ahead, Bobby. Fill it in. You're always right. I'm always wrong. Yes.
I know I use a lot of toilet paper. I wrap my arm. Yes, I'll put the seat down. Yes, let me do the dishes again tonight. Yes.
Yes, I talk too much. Yes, I don't show you enough respect. Yes, right. You're always right. That's all you, right. If only this guy had met us. Guess your wife, Dougie?
Do I miss my wife?
No, do you guess her?
Oh no, I don't do that. When I speak up, which is probably why I'm sleeping on the couch, but that's not part of the situation at the moment. But this, imagine saying all that stuff you said on 39 times a day, right? I mean, it's one thing to say it to one person. Right?
Yeah, but if he just said it the first time, he wouldn't have to be married 39 times, all right?
Or say it the first time and say, pass it down.
Just keep telling the next person. And you know what?
Remember the little rascals? Who ate the mush? It's spoiled. Who ate the mush? It's spoiled. Nobody's going to know the Little Rascals. Oh my God.
Yeah. Thanks for the reference. But you're right. Like, and you in the beginning of the show, you had brought up, the aspect. Now I'm going to forget because I'm off that, forget it. Whatever. It was funny.
The thing about passing it down, the thing about having all the wives, the thing about saying yes. We're all over 25 here. Bobby and I talk about this. We're all over 25. We're all looking for our glasses. I spend half the day with my girl. Where are my glasses? Where are my glasses? Where are my glasses? So yeah, I think I forget. Are you guys a little more forgetful? I'm a little.
Yeah, I'm peeing right now.
Well, there you go. And you know, old people are having sex because you know they have Depends and G-strings now. So no longer is a wet diaper a deal breaker.
But older people are having. They have a lot of incidents. You know that. They have a lot of incidents of STDs and things like that.
Villages in Florida.
Exactly. You're right. You're right.
Here's a quick one. Australian man jailed for 19 months after tattooing Nazi symbol on his testicles.
They should have 79 women go Heil Hitler and hit the bottom of his balls each time.
Oh my God! Or if he's got two Nazi symbols on his testicles, he I guess at least three times a day. I am crazy. Tell him how crazy I really am, Bobby.
I know.
Hey, are you?
I have issues unresolved.
Are you happy to see me, or just saying hello to the Führer?
All right, we'll take that. Folks. We're brought to you by Streitsmanza. That's right, Streitsmanza. I happen to be Jewish, and I condone all the Jewish jokes on this show.
That didn't help last time. We're going to get buzzed in a minute.
Right.
This should warn the married guy. Wife arrested after allegedly agreeing to have husband killed on installment plan of $100 per week. Hey, you guys have a Christmas club here at the bank?
Right.
how about a off your husband club?
He put his death on layaway.
$100 per week for 40 weeks.
To kill his wife?
A woman. A wife was arrested to agreeing to have her husband killed. You know, listen, like there's certain things I don't like to go chintzed on. Like when I go to my dentist, I had one of those implants put in, and I'm like, I don't care what it costs. I just want to get the best dentist. They're all surgeon. I don't want to feel, you know, it's worth $800 to not be in pain for 3 or 4 days, the way I think of stuff. And, you know, but you know, if I was going to kill somebody, you know, I don't know if I'd be looking for like a payment plan. Like, you know what I mean? Certain things like a washer and dryer you can put away, you know, because it's going to be in the house, but, I don't know.
You never want to leave a paper trail.
Exactly. And I don't think she had any Bitcoin.
Right. All right,
guys, our last story. Florida town accidentally sells municipal water tower. The guy sells a patch of land, doesn't realize the city's water tower is on that land. And comes
he stole
with
it?
Yeah. Brooksville, Florida, a small town in Florida, accidentally sold its water tower in a blundered real estate transaction. Sold a patch of land for $55,000.
Oh my God.
Sorry, we don't have any water for the town of Brooksville for a while.
Right. We sold it.
Yeah. And the guy who bought it's charging us $14,000 a glass.
Right.
Yeah.
Perhaps you can have a glass of water after you fly with Jeff Bezos to the moon. In the Blue Horizon.
We'll have one of the 79 women lift to Heil Hitler and hit his balls too.
Oh my God. Wait a second. I'm just going to do this. If you're in a whale, Bobby says, if you're ever in a whale.
They like that. It tickles them.
Makes them sneeze. Yeah, you just get some pepper out of your pocket.
You guys.
We're
all nuts.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been great having you guys on. Thank you so much, Bobby, for doing this. I know this.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
I couldn't imagine this is high on your list of things to do at this moment. So I do appreciate you being here with us.
It was either this or a nap. Dougie, thanks a lot, buddy. Keep making them laugh. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
We'll get it. And of course, Steve, Thank you so much. And we'll be seeing you soon, coming down to some of the shows here in Florida.
I'll be at the Boca Black Box, July 23rd at the Kelsey Theater, the 22nd. I know, Bobby, you're always coming down to Florida.
Yeah.
Right. And then we're going to be back at Tavolino's, I think, in October and out in Key West. Am I okay plugging all that stuff?
We could do that. And
we could do that.
Hold on. My can't. Oh, I'm supposed to check chat. I don't know how to check chat. Oh, there it is. Let me.
Yeah.
Correct. My guy, he's got to edit everything anyway. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for being on the show. God bless you guys. And you didn't plug anything. Well, not see, Bobby's like, no one's watching this. I'm like,
Bobby, where's the theater? Bobby, where's the theater you're at next week? Where are you this weekend? Or where are you?
Oh, no, I'm going to be at the Count Basie Theater in New Jersey on the 24th of July. And then I'll be at the Averill Theater in New Jersey and the Leroy Theater. They're all different parts of New Jersey.
But they're great theaters. And people, I'm on stevemarshallcomedy.com. I think I'm on Twitter at Don't Behave. I'm on Instagram at Becom Don't Behave. Hey, you wouldn't happen to have a social media account, Bobby, would you, by any chance?
No, I'm AOL.
And that's where we are, everybody. AOL here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Thanks guys so much.
Dougie, thank you.
Thank you, Dougie. God great seeing everybody. You, Dougie, Bobby.
Stevie, a pleasure.
Take care, guys. God bless. And we'll see everybody next week with an all-new show right here at the same spot. Take care.
See you on the court. See you on the court, Bobby. Good night.
I'm there.